On Thursday, San Francisco police shot and killed Luis Gongora, a 45-year-old man living in a homeless encampment of tents on Shotwell Street in the Mission. Contradictory witness accounts make the details hard to pin down, but we know the shooting happened within 30 seconds of the police arriving. Amidst the confusion, Mayor Ed Lee has declared all of the city's tent encampments a safety hazard, and he's ordered his department heads to create a plan for disbanding every one. The prominence of tents around the city caught the attention of San Francisco resident Elizabeth Marlowe.
We spout how liberal and open-minded we are, and yet we have this horrific tent city just in our midst. And that's the thing that's been troubling me most, that we don't seem to be practicing our values as San Franciscans in taking care and helping and supporting these people.
Marlowe reached us through our Hey Area project, which asks what you want to know about the Bay Area.
My question is, where are all the homeless folks coming from in San Francisco, and who gave them the tents?
We sent KALW's Liza Veal to find some answers.
Okay, so I started trying to figure out where the tents are coming from by asking around on the street. There's a cluster of tents on Harrison, south of Market. I walked up to one, and a guy named J.J. Rogers invited me in.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
There we go.
Yeah, you're
welcome. So we're inside your tent.
He's got a yellow four-person tent. Inside, there's foam sleeping pads. He has a little platform with a gas burner, everything lined up neat. You can hear the traffic and people right outside.
But it is something to, like, just have your own, like, little, like, special, like, space and just block the road off.
Rogers is 30. He's been on his own since he was 18. He says he left home because his family didn't accept him, because he's queer. He lived and worked for several years in the city.
And, like, I worked at Bank of America, worked at Washington Mutual, Jamba Juice, like, I was working my ass off.
But he says he lost his job during the recession, couch surfed for a long time, and gradually became homeless. Having a tent to come home to makes living on the streets bearable for him. He's cycled through several over the years.
All my tents have been, like, just, like, friends have passed them down.
So that's how he got his tents. As for others...
I know the food truck guys were, like, they were handing out tents for a bit. The guys at the food truck?
Soma Street Food, a few blocks away.
Yeah, like, I got, like, three tents from them.
And he passed those ones on to his friends. After talking to JJ, I head over to Civic Center, where a homeless woman named Vanessa Wagner tells me some people just buy them. They're only $30 at Target.
So most people get their tents, they just buy them? Or, like, there's some places that give them out?
Goodwill's a lot.
She says people steal them from Goodwill sometimes, and from each other. I asked a few organizations, like the Salvation Army and the city's homeless services, about where the tents come from. None of them knew of any coordinated efforts, except for one rumor about a vigilante team of San Franciscans handing out tents by the hundreds.
My name is Sean Osborne, and I'm a native Bay Area.
And he's the founder of what he jokingly calls the Tent Mafia. Here's how it started. One day back in January, his friend Tara Spalti posted a video on Facebook showing a public works employee throwing tents from a homeless encampment into a garbage truck. Osborne saw the video and commented on the post.
I said, I want to replace all of these tents.
He got the idea to set up a fundraising campaign to buy tents and deliver them around the city to people who lost theirs.
And then the next comment, I just commented right after and said, if I set up a GoFundMe page, do you think people would donate? And she responded with, let's do it.
So we did.
Within the first few hours, we managed to raise over $4,000.
They turned that into about 350 tents. They even developed a whole sting operation for how to hand them out.
Hey, do you need a tent?
This is Bradley Volker. He's a taxi driver. Osborne recruited him to help. So he keeps his trunk stocked with tents, and at the end of his shift, he hands them out to people on the street who need one.
Just one person there? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are six drivers that volunteer to do this.
Yeah, I know one of the other guys would just pass the tents through the window, but I like getting out and having an interaction with them, you know?
At first, the drivers only handed out the tents after big sweeps. It's the city's policy to only take away tents that have been abandoned, or, like in the case of the recent Division Street clear-out, if people refuse to move them for sidewalk cleaning. Now the drivers are giving them out more freely to people who need them because the campaign actually raised $18,000. That's a lot of tents.
I understand why people want to give them out. I understand why people stay in them.
Emily Cohen works for the city. It's her job to get people off the street. But when people choose tents over shelters, she says her job gets harder.
We want people to be safe and have access to toilets and have access to showers and have a door that locks and closes. You know, that's really the goal.
Cohen's office works with SF Hot, a team of people that go out at night and invite people on the street to come to shelters. But a lot of them decline.
Like folks who have significant numbers of possessions, the shelter doesn't offer storage.
Or they have pets or want to sleep near a partner or don't want a curfew. The city's opened a shelter called the Navigation Center, which accommodates all these needs while helping people find permanent housing elsewhere. So far, the center has housed about 400 people. This new approach has been working, so the city is opening a new Navigation Center within 2 months. Cohen says they're getting better at creating exits out of homelessness. As for where they entered,
we are looking at a local problem. You know, I think that there's a stereotype that people flock to San Francisco when they experience homelessness.
But when they last counted, 71% of San Francisco's homeless people were living in the city before they found themselves on the street. So that's where they're coming from.
I think people don't want to imagine that their neighbor could be somebody who becomes homeless, that it must be an other. I think it's another way to other the homeless. And when really these are our neighbors.
Wherever they end up sleeping. In San Francisco, I'm Liza Veal for Cross Currents.